Okay, so let's get to Mechaba. So Mechaba, we already discussed a little bit on Daf Chavet. We actually spent a lot of time on Mechaba and Daf Chavet, the issues of Mechaba for intimacy, the Mechaba for because your house is getting smoky, because and we dealt with all the questions. Is it like Machshirin? Do we paskin with Rabbi Yehuda? Do we not paskin with Rabbi Yehuda? Is this the same as Rabbi Yehuda, Machshirin? Like, we saw that all Machlokes. We dealt with the question of gas stoves. We dealt with the question, all those halachol maisa questions. Our Gemara adds another level to it, because our Gemara had raised that the problem here of this incense is that you are being a mechabeh, that you are putting out the flame by putting the incense on the fire, and that's why it's mutter on the cheres, it's mutter on the clay, you know, the pottery, which is not going to go out. It's just hot, and you're cooling it down, but it's not mechabeh in any way. It's not creating pecham. It's not creating, you know, charcoal in any way.
Just before you. Was the issue, I might be confusing issues, but was it with Mechaba that it was halakha maybe like him, but we don't do it?
Right, so we had three possibilities, right? It's either, right, the Gemara later on says halakha vein morin kain.
Yes,
no, maybe, exactly. The Gemara later on says halakha vein morin kain. So the fact that our Gemara said it was usher, so the Baal Mora said, yeah, when the Gemara says usher, it doesn't mean usher. It means halakha vein morin kain. It means mutter, but we don't tell you that. The Ramban and others said, no, this is different. It depends how, you know, how removed it is. An immediate machshir is halacha vein morin kain, and a more removed machshir is actually also maker adin, right? So we've already seen a lot of these issues. But our Gemara here assumes that mechabe is a problem, and that's why we don't allow the incense issue. But the Gemara says, on the other hand, what we do allow, and that might allow the incense under certain circumstances, is what's called basar agumre, that we allow you to barbecue. And even though it's true that when you're barbecuing, the flames go out a bit, either because that's the way it is, right? You don't cook on the open fire necessarily, you cook on the coals, or because when you as you're barbecuing, the fat drips and puts things out, we permit that, because that mechaba is clearly ochel nefesh related. And therefore, that becomes the paradigm, that mechabe is problematic unless it's a sort of, well, the question is, how do you understand basar agumre? What exactly is the heter of basar agumre? Why is that mutter? What exactly is going on? So if you look at source 1 on the sheet, the other Gemara that we need to bring in the conversation, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Mesanen Sechar Dol B'Misnei Shelov in Matkinoso B'Gechelet. You're not allowed to filter or sift, mustard seeds in a sifter, and you can't sweeten it on gachelet, right, on a coal, right, because that was how you would sort of break it down by heat, with fire. So Amar Le'abai L'Rav Yosef, Ma'ishnam Yad Isnan, it knows in Beit HaMishnah Shal Chardal. So Amar Le'ay, L'mechzi Kabar, Hacha Mechzi Kabar. So why are you allowed to put it, an egg through this sifter? Said, because it doesn't look like butter. That's a different discussion. But what we want is the second half. Ein makinosa begachelet. So Gemara says, v'atanya makinosa begachelet. But in another place we said, you can, on Yom Tov, sweeten this chardal by putting it on a coal. So it says, lo kasha, kan begachelet shal matechet, kan begachelet shal eitz. It depends, are you using wood or fire? Metal. If you're using metal, so you're going to break down the mustard seed with the metal, but you're not going to create pecham. Nothing's going to happen to the metal. It's going to cool down, but it won't change the metal itself, and therefore it's not going to be kibui d'oraisa because it won't create pecham. Presumably, it won't create. Right. And the background to this is that all malachot on Shabbos need to be productive. Putting out a fire is usually not productive. So the classic case where it's d'oraisa is where you're blowing out a fire specifically to create charcoal, because then the putting out of the fire is constructive. So if you're putting out, you're cooling down a metal, a red-hot metal, which is technically, halachically, like a coal, that isn't as problematic on the level of mechabeh because it doesn't do anything to it. It just cools down. But if it's wood, so then it's a problem because that's the classic case of mechabe. So Amar Le Abayi L'Rav Yosef, Abayi L'Rav Yosef, I don't understand, why should it be usher on Yom Tov to put this mustard even on a straight coal or a piece of wood? Ma'ishno mi bisra gumre. How is this different than barbecuing, which we do permit? Somerle hasam lo efshar, hacha efshar. So he said, you seem to need two things. In order to permit mechaba on Yom Tov, it needs to be, well, not two things. It needs to be lo efshar. It needs to be that that's the only way to accomplish your goal. So the question that all the Rishonim try to deal with is, okay, the paradox, what we learn from this Gemara and our Gemara in Beitza is that there are circumstances under which mechaba is usur on Yom Tov, and then there's this paradigmatic case which is mutter, right? Barbecuing is mutter, and there's all these other mechaba cases, the basar agumre, the incense making, which is usur when you're putting out the flame. So when do you say that it's mutter, and when do you say it's usur? What exactly is this standards? You have a fundamental machlokas we shown in here. Rashi says, Rava in our sugya, Rava Amar, Agabi Gachalet Nami Mutter. Kishmuel, the Ochel, right, Rava had said that you're allowed to even make this incense in our sugya on a Gachalet. Why? Like Shmuel, the Ochel Neveshu, Ishu and Peirut Zeh, the Shavel Ochel Nevesh, because Shmuel had held that making, you know, imbuing this incense into fruit is shavu l'chol nefesh. And he says, v'im yishum kibui v'havara v'ulu de'reicha. So you're going to tell me, wait, it's a problem because of kibui and havara and all that. Mi d'dahav v'abisra gurmez ik kohane v'shari. It's like barbecuing, which has all those problems and it's mutter. Now, according to Rashi, therefore, what is the standard? What allows kibui on Yom Tov and what forbids it? One qualification. Is it or is it not ochel nefesh? If it's ochel nefesh, then kibui is always mutter. If it's not ochel nefesh, so then kibui is always usur. The problem with Rashi is the Gemara and Shabbos, is that it sounds like the chardal is for ochel nefesh, right? So Rashi would have to say either that Gemara argues with Beitza, or spices, as the Gemara in the first parak says, are not ochel nefesh. They're machshirei ochel nefesh. And therefore, preparing spices isn't ochel nevesh, or he'll say it is ochel nevesh, but it's efshar mibod yom, right, or whatever. And if it's efshar mibod yom, so at least in the case of machshirin and spices, we don't allow things unless it's before Yom Tov. But Rashi's standard basically is, in order for kibui to be osur, to be mutter on Yom Tov, rather, all you need to do is define as ochel nefesh. Rabbeinu Chananel says no. He says, no. What's going on? He said, the question in the Gemara of whether you're allowed to make incense into these fruit, right, put the incense in the fruit, is because it's not ochel nefesh, it's machshirin. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Rav, asur mipnei shetchiloso mechabe v'sofo mavir. And Amar of Yehuda agabe gechelet asur, Shehu mechabe umavir ochel nefesh. Right, so what is Rabbeinu Chananel saying? Rabbeinu Chananel is a bit hard to parse, but he doesn't hold like Rashi, right? So he says, well, the machlokes seems to be, well, there's multiple machlokes. One machlokes is whether this is ochel nefesh or not ochel nefesh, right? Ochel nefesh seems to be, according to the question was, is making this fruit, right, with spices, is that ochel nefesh or machshirei ochel nefesh? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, well, if it's machshirei ochel nefesh, so then it should be usur. But then he goes into this other thing that maybe not. There's another part to it, which is that this isn't really, it's mechabe shelo l'tzorech, right? It's mechabe. Right, the problem is not that it's mechaba, it's that the mechaba itself only leads to something else. So if you combine two factors, namely, that it's not ochel nefesh itself, it's machshirin, and two, that the malacha you're doing isn't immediately serving your needs, it's preparatory steps, you're now two steps away from ochel nefesh, because your end goal is machshirin, and the process you're doing is two steps removed from it. Right, you're doing a malacha that enables another malacha that enables machshirin ochel nefesh. So it's sort of sounds like, according to him, the reason it's usur, in order for mechabe to be mutter, it would need two things, right? It would need to be ochel nefesh and direct. Well, it's not totally clear, right? It's not clear if it's only usur as both, right? Namely, It's only usur if it's not directly food related and it's not the malacha you're doing is a step removed from the what you need, or is it either or would make it problematic and make it mutter, it needs to be ochel nevesh and direct. That's Rabbeinu, right? It's not totally clear what he says. The ra'ah says as follows. He said, what is going on? Perish, deshari, the afa gav the mechabeh. He says, why would you say it's mutter, right? The positions of the Gemara who permit it, right? Basar agum, right? Says, why is it mutter? Lefi sh'afal pishena nenemi gufa shemalacha. You're right. You're not benefiting from the malacha itself, which should make it more problematic, like Rabbeinu Chananel. Says, still, nenu b'shash osa malacha nases, mitochan aso nases osa malacha shalakibu b'shash hanaso. Said, you're right. The kibui itself is not what you need, but it is simultaneous. Right, meaning the way you barbecue is that, you know, either you, right, you, it's true, you don't need the flames to go out, but they're going to go out, and that's how you barbecue. So it's mutter if, right, for him, the standard is not the kibui directly serving your needs, it is the kibui necessary simultaneous to you doing ochel nefesh needs, right? That's the standard. It's very, right, very, you know, whatever. It's very, very specific here, right? It's that kibui itself, right? Let's say you're barbecuing. You don't need the flames to go out, right? Let's say you're actually cooking, you're actually doing something on the open flame. You don't need the coals, right? You're using the flame. So the flame is going to go out a little bit, so the fat's going to drip and it's going to put it out. So he says, you're right, you don't need the kibui, so it should be usur. But on the other hand, it's part and parcel of the process, and therefore it's simultaneous to what you do need. And therefore, kibui is mutter, not if it's ochel nefesh. Right? Rashi said it's mutter if it's direct ochel nefesh. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's only usur if it's a step removed from ochel nefesh, and the mechaba isn't what you need itself. The Ra'ah says you don't need mechaba to be necessary for the food, you just need that it's part of the process that is necessary for the food at the same time. Which is, okay, fine. Which, I mean, it's true. That's how you barbecue. Said, Masha enkein b'kibui b'kach, eina nazo b'shas kibui klal, achar kach, hunene b'silu kamalacha v'zeh osur, as opposed to cases where you benefit later, right? You put it out so that you can use it afterwards. That's a problem. Behind you, in time of Bisra Gumre, and that's what Bisra Gumre is. Shema'ashin peiros mutter yafal b'mechabe l'fisha nene b'shas kibui kibisra agumrei. That according to the positions in the Gemara, who permit imbuing the incense into the fruit, the reason is because it happens at the same time, right? You put the incense and the fruit on the red-hot, you know, coals, and it's true that it puts out the coals, and you don't need that, but it happens simultaneously to the infusing of scent into the fruit, and therefore shemutzer alfa b'shemechabe v'shenene b'shas ha-kibui atzo nimtze shneim shavin lagamrei. So now we have sort of three positions, right? The Ra'ah says the standard is that mechabe is mutter on Yom Tov if it's simultaneous to doing whatever you need for Ochel Nefesh, even if the kibui itself is only accidental. Rashi says mechabe is only mutter if it's direct ochel nefesh. And Rabbeinu Chananel says it's only usur if it's a step removed from the ochel nefesh, and the malacha is a step removed from what you need. And it's not clear whether you need both problems to make it usur, or you need both, right? You need to lack both problems for it to be mutter, but that's his position. The Ritva says, "Mishum hachi nakad lo chashin lachi geichel oshem echibu bisra gumrei shu mutter afilu efshar bishvud." The apple be shigena kibui hu haosatli kaven the shasa kibui mamish nichshar ochel. He says exactly like the Ra'ah. Even though kibui isn't necessary for the barbecuing, since it happens at the same time, it is mutter. The shita mekubetzes says midi have a bisra gumre. Right, again, this is all within the shita that it's mutter to infuse the scent into the fruit, just like barbecuing. It says perush. The Rajba said, I don't get this whole sugya. Right? If the Ra'ah is right, and the Ritva is right, that what the Gemara is telling you is you're allowed to barbecue and you're allowed to infuse spices into the fruit is because it's ochel nefesh. And the chiddush is that even though you don't need the fire to go out, you need to barbecue. And the only way to barbecue is to allow kibbutz to happen at the same time. Then what exactly was your havamina, right? What the Rashba and the Ra'ah are telling you, is that if the Gemara hadn't told it to you, meaning hadn't told you that you're allowed to barbecue on Yontif, you would have said, oh, it's usur because there's accidental kibui. But he said, why should that ever have been usur? That's not even a havamina. Like, why did the Rashba and the Ra'ah, the Ritva and the Ra'ah think that a whole sugya needs to come and tell you that accidental kibui might have been usur? Why would it have been usur? How else are you supposed to cook if you're not allowed to cook when there's a possibility that some flame will go out during? Like, you don't even need the Gemara to tell me that. So the Rashba just said, I don't even understand what this whole sugya was. It's not a chiddush. Well, yes, and well, it's better than lo mitkaven because it's lo mitkaven and it's necessary for an ochel nefesh, right? Which is basically what the Rashba is saying. It's like, but I think I put someone who actually brings up. I hope I did. I hope I brought somebody who did, but we'll see whether I made it on.
I don't think it happens. No.
Almost does, right? He's saying it's almost definite, but
it's really a
physical case. For sure, it's nichalei or echvaslei, whatever.
I have a question of mice. When you're barbecuing, often it creates more flame than less flame.
Well, I mean, it goes out for a second, then sputters, and it goes out. Right? And that's what he's saying is that it's insignificant, but it does happen. That's really what they're talking about. Presumably, according to these Rishonim. So he says, so the Radbaz, the Shimon Gwetzes then brings the Radbaz, who answers it. He says, Umori Neiru, Natra Rahman Uparke, Kasav, Di Omar Helkos like Yeshmuel, Havimina Hanimi like Abacheres, the Lekamishum Kibui, the Apopishum Mavir, Molin Rechav, if you'll offer Shacheres, or Difame Helch, right? Ekamishum Chabo Mavro de la Recha. Said, no, maybe you would have thought that in Chanami, you're only allowed to do this, you're only allowed to make the spices, for example, on Cheres, where there's no Kibui problem. No, it is a chiddush because at least in the case of infusing the spices, you have another option. You could do it on clay, and then you won't have a mechaba problem. So the Gemara had to tell you that no. If in the process of doing something which counts as ochel nefesh, kibui happens, that's mutter. It's not a question of, like, theoretically, is it possible to create a situation where there wouldn't be mechaba? The question is, when you're doing it this way, is mechaba a necessary byproduct? If it is, okay, that's fine. That's what we learn from barbecuing. The Meiri makes like Rashi above makes it clear. Right, Rashi says that it is totally mutter if it's for food itself. The Gerson Achar Efshar Asam Lefshar Mefarshin Shachardel Efshar LaOchlo Blo Mituk. And then he says, so how would Rashi read the Gemara in Shabbos that says that Efshar Lo Efshar? According to Rashi, it sounds like the only thing you need is that it should be Ochal Nefesh. What is this Efshar Lo Efshar? He said, yeah, that's exactly the point. You don't need fire to eat. To eat mustard. You can eat it without that. Only really, really finicky people, right, need to prepare mustard that way. As opposed to barbecuing, everybody barbecues. He said that's the best way to eat, right? Okay, that's like that's when someone like introduces their own, eating preferences. It's like, I don't know, unless he has a sugya that backs him up that he is the best. He's just like, no, I like barbecuing. Okay, so you have all these different positions, right? That basically, you have the Shita and the Gemara that said it's usur to infuse the fruit, and then you have the ones who say, no, it's totally mutter to infuse it because it's like Basra Gumrei. And that leads to the Rishonim's Machlokes. Okay, lahalacha, what do you say? When is Mechaba mutter? When is Mechaba usur? Rashi says it's mutter if it's Ochel Nefesh. Period, end of story. Ra'ah, Ritva say it's mutter if it's simultaneous with ochel nefesh, even if the kibui itself is not what's necessary. As long as it's part and parcel of the process, then it's mutter. Rabbeinu Hananel says it's only problematic if it's two steps removed from Ochel Nefesh. It's Machshirin, and the Mechaba is only a step away. Not clear what would happen if you had only one of those. Fine. If you look at the Rif says Vasikna Rav Amar Gav Achela Nami Moter Midavar Bosa Agrum Rav Echen Amar Ravashi Lashay Shari Midavar Bosa Agrum Rav Echen Hilchasa Garsim Perigul Lazar Omer Im Lohevi Kli Tan Rabbanim Misanas Zechardol Misnanish Lo Vematkin Oso Bachelad Vatanim Matkin Oso Bachelad Lokasha Gam Bachelad Shamatecha Gam Bachelad Shalait Amar Lei Rav Yosef Ma'ishna Bisa Agrum Rei Amar Lei Hasam. And here's the key: everything he just quoted, we've seen, right? We paskin that you're allowed to infuse spices, the scent into the fruit. It's just like barbecuing. But then he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, which we said was a problem, right? Because the Gemara in Shabbos implies that it's only mutter if it's efshar. So he just says no. Amar lei hasam leka kibui hacha ika kibui. He has a totally different girsa on the Gemara. He says kibui is mutter for ochel nefesh. Other way around. The Rif has a totally different explanation than the Sugya. So far, Rashi, Ra'a, Rajba, Ritva, Shinim Gubek said, everyone, Meiri, all assume that the answer to this Sugya is that under certain circumstances, Kibui is Mutter. They argued, is it Ochel Nefesh? Is it simultaneous Ochel Nefesh? Right? The Rif has a totally different understanding of the Sugya because they had different gears. So he said, no. The maskana of the sugya is that mechaba is usur. Period. End of story. Usur on Yom Tov. Always. I basar agumre. How are you allowed to barbecue? When the Gemara says that you're barbecuing, you can't help that it's kibui, what they're really telling you is not that kibui is mutter under certain circumstances, is that that doesn't count as kibui. Right, as Gerard said before, right? The Rif is saying what Gerard said. His gears in the guard said, no. Barbecuing, that's not called kibui, that's havara. Right? When little things are dripping and the flames are going crazy, right? That's not kibui. Kibui is where you put out a flame, not where, you know, a flame might go out for half a second because it, you know, it dripped and it goes up. The maskana of the Gemara is not like Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, that Mechaba is usur under certain circumstances and mutter under other circumstances. The maskana, the Gemara, is that mechaba is always usur. The reason that bisra agumre is mutter and the reason that infusing scent into the fruit is mutter is because that doesn't count as mechaba because mechaba is barely noticeable and incidental. But anytime there's actual mechaba, and here's the implication of the Rif, even if it's ochel nefesh, it would be usur. So how does the Rif, unlike everybody else, read the Gemara? He says, why is it usur to put out the flame for the chardal? Because it's always usur to put out, it's kibui is usur even for ochel nefesh. And in the case of the chardal, that's actually kibui. In the case of everything else, it doesn't count as kibui. Right? Presumably because you actually have to put it out. Like you use like the coals and not the, you know, it sounds like you're cooking. It sounds like you're not using the flame. It sounds like you're using the coals or something like that. I don't actually know how you sweeten mustard seeds, but I assume that's what it is. You're using the coals itself. You know, you actually have to put it out. Or something, right? You're smoking it or whatever you're doing it. Whatever exactly you're doing, but you're actually putting it out. The Mochamos comments on this position of the Rif, right, which is radically different than everybody else, and he says, Lo vade hachikamar, afal vik shein ze tzorich ochel nefesh mamesh mutra onecha gabe esh hadolok l'gedera v'fi shein gan kibui, right? With the Rif comes a kula as well, right? Because we've already established that this infusing of spices isn't real ochel nefesh, right? Or not necessarily ochel nefesh. So everybody else has to say, no, the maskan is it is ochel nefesh. According to the Rif, you don't have to conclude that it's ochel nefesh. The reason it's mutter is midi hava abusar agumre isn't. It's mutter because it's ochel nefesh. He said it's mutter because just like we don't consider barbecuing kibui, the same thing is true of the infusing of spices. Putting the spices on the burning hot coals and that momentary, you know, that moment where the flames flutter, and whatever, we don't count that as kibui. That's why it's mutter. Kevin shek kibui ein kan avara ein kan mishumi ludei rechanami kevin lo mechaven lariach. And now we come to Sam's point. He says, why is it not, right? Why is it doesn't this count as havara? So the Ramban says, I knew I put someone who said it, because it's not kavana, right? It's because it's totally accidental, and it's not what you intended. You intended to light a fire. The Rif's Chiddush, unlike everybody else, is not redefining Ochel Nefesh. It's saying, no, kibui is usur, but not every time a flame goes out is that called kibui, because in this case, it wasn't mechavein. It was totally accidental. It was ancillary, and therefore it's mutar midzahavei abusar. Abum mitzichu isnehu v'shari afagav d'lav Ochel Nefesh hu ukedepricious. So basically, right, to build on everything we've seen before, you have basically two main schools. You have the Rif school that says the maskan of our sugya is mechaba is always asur on Yom Tov, except there are certain cases where the kibui is so minimal and your intent is so for something else that it just doesn't count, and therefore, ironically, he'll allow you to do things that aren't ochel nefesh, like putting the incense in the fruit, which is not really ochel nefesh, but it's not really kibui either, and therefore it's mutter. Rashi, Ritva, and the like go the opposite direction and say, no, this is kibui, therefore we need to find a ochel nefesh hetzer. Rashi says it needs to be ochel nefesh mamish, and how does he deal with the sugya and Shabbos that says that chardal is usur? Isn't chardal ochel nefesh? The Midrash says, no, it's not, because it's a spice, and it's only from unag, and most people don't need chardal to be treated this way, and therefore it's not ochel nefesh at all. The Rashba says, no, the Chiddush is that you need Ochel Nefesh. You don't need that the Malachas for Ochel Nefesh directly. You need the Malachas simultaneous to Ochel Nefesh. In the case of the Chardal, presumably it's not, right? Because I don't know exactly why. Presumably because you have to put it out first, right? You have to put out the coal first, and then you put the Chardal on it just to, you know, break it down a little bit, as opposed to the infusing of spices where it goes out because you're putting it on, and therefore the act of infusing the spices or barbecuing, the kibui is concurrent with the act of ochel nefesh. And then you have the position of Rabbeinu Chananel that no, if it's machshirin and it's chilasto mechaba v'sofo mavir, the, you know, it's accidental, so that makes it worse because you're not doing it l'shem mechaba. So the mechaba isn't ochel nefesh and it's machshirin ochel nefesh, and that's why it's otzer. So those are the sort of the two camps, but obviously each one of them has its divisions. The Rambam follows.
Maybe the reason he says simultaneous is because when you do the meat, why does the fat drip?
Right.
As soon as you put it on, before it, I think here with this we're talking about the fat dripping off the meat and putting the fire out. Because the chardal, we're talking about actually the chardal putting out the fire out. And the
chardal
puts the fire out before it, then it will put the fire out even before it cooks, before it drips, because there's no dripping from fire.
Right. Maybe. Okay, so we're already hitting 9:30. So let's see what we can get here. So the Rambam also, the Rambam says, "V'afal pishu hutra avara biyom tov shel tzarach osr lechavos eish afilu havara letzarach achila shakibui malacha v'im b'tzarach achila klal k'shem shem mechaben is eish kachem mechaben is aner v'im kava loke k'misha arag obana." Right, the Rambam very clearly takes position in the Rif that mechabe is usr. Right, that's the maskana of the sugya. The reason that basar grumre is mutter is because it's not mechabe. The Rosh Hameach notes that this is the machlokes, right? V'hinei l'shitos hani ravasa, d'savri kibu gamkeim hutzol atzorach achila, hainu b'bisrei agumrei, v'garza peregel azan lida, kaparach misra agumrei, u'mishani mishum d'hacha di efshar, d'lokar av alfasim rabbeinu zal, shekoy b'shitaso, etc., etc., right? He said, where does this machlokes come from? The girsa and the Gemara in Shabbos. The Rif and the Rambam have the girsa. As it is said, hasam leka kibui hacha ikya kibui. Therefore, their maskana of the whole sugya is, kibui is always usur. The only question is there or is there not kibui? Everyone else has the girsa of hasam lo efshar hacha efshar, which means that no, kibui is sometimes mutter, sometimes usur. And that's what he points out. The machlokes, the Rif and the Rambam, the Rif Rambam versus everybody else, comes down to this one girsa point. Is, does the Gemara say that what's mutter is that which is not kibui? Or does it say that kibui is mutter if it's, and then you have to figure out what the circumstances is. It's just a girsa machlokes, right? That's what this all comes down to. And he notes that this is pretty explicit in the Rambam in multiple places. You look at the Rambam in number 12. Kol malacha shechayav and alav b'shabes and masav b'yom tov shalot tzarach achila loke chutz min haotzam yirshos l'rishos v'avar shmitok shutram haotzam b'yom tov l'tzarach achila ochir lo tzarach achila v'mutter b'yom tov lo tzikatan o sefer torah maftech chayot v'elim rishos l'rishos v'chein mutter lahavir avo b'shen lo tzarach achila o shar malachos kol sheyesh b'lo tzarach achila mutter gon shchita o fiyo lish v'chayotemen The kol she'ein b'hen tzorach achila, aser kegong tziva v'ariga v'inyim chayotzi b'hen. Right, doesn't hold the mitoch, we know that. And, he, right. And what the Or Sameach says, if you read the Rambam, why would you say kibui is aser?
Right.
Presumably because it's like tziva and ariga. It's the type of malacha which is never directly ochel nefesh related. That's why it's aser. Right? Why? Right? That's just Rambam tells you what his position is. Is any malacha which is always ochel nefesh, havara and hotza'ah, is mutter. Any malacha which can be is mutter if it's l'sarach ochel nefesh. And any malacha which is never ochel nefesh is aser. Kibui, according to the Rambam of the Rif, is never ochel nefesh. That's why it's only mutter if it doesn't count as kibui. That seems to be the simple understanding of the Rambam. He does only for Havara and right. Hutzah, but that's, you know, a different, yeah. Okay. Let's just skip to Shulchan Aruch here. Asr lechabos bleika biyomtov, afilom ra, beso shenisra, femen shem sakana shnafachos, ven mechaben apekas, vafi yukol shesasin abayas, akadero, kadil shamash mitaso. Right, the Shulchan Aruch takes the Machmir position, as we've already seen, and the Ramah says, v'yisham dafim efshel hatzal kadir below kibui, but the Ramah is more makil and says, no, right, that you can do kibui if that's the only way to save your food. Where does that machlokas come from? Well, Shulchan Aruch is Rambam-esque. Right. That even if it's going to save your food, you can't put out the fire because kibui isn't mutter, even l'tzarach ochel nefesh. The Ramah takes the position of Rashi, Rajba, Ra'ar Ridva, that the conclusion is no, mechabe mutter v'tzarachel nefesh. And that's why if the only way to save your food is mechabe, it's going to be mutter. Shulchan Aruch says it's aser because he takes the riff in the Rambam position that it's only mutter if it doesn't count as mechabe. And this was the machlokas we already saw last time when we did it on Chav Beis, was the machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah following the Magen Avraham in Ramosha, which was, if you need to turn the flame down, is it better to light a new low flame or to turn down your current flame, right? So Rav Moshe said it's mutter to turn down your current flame. The Magen Avraham says you should never turn down a flame, even if it's l'tzarach ochel nefesh, it's better to light a new flame. Well, where does the machlokas come from? Rav Moshe notes it's from this machlokas. If you think that mechaba is always asar on Yom Tov, even l'tzarach ochel nefesh, so then if you need to turn down the flame, it's better to light a new flame, which is low, than to turn down your current flame. If you pass them like the Ramah, like the Rashba, like Rashi and the like, then mechaba is mutter. If it's actually a chol nefesh, then it's mutter to turn down your flame. That's the machlokes. And therefore, Moshe says, if we pass them like the Ramah, following Rashi, so then it's better to turn down your flame. The Magen Avraham seems to be following the riff in the Rambam, but Ashkenazim don't pass them that way, and that comes back to the discussion that we saw. So that's just a hashlama, very briefly, to the discussion we saw Mechab and Daf Chavez, but at least we didn't get into the heart, you know, I didn't want to get into the nitty-gritty details, but at least just get a basic picture to be mashal in that sugya. But if we leave this now and pick up in 3 weeks from it, we'll never remember it. So we'll pick up with the Karbon Pesach issues when we come back.